Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Strawberry Music Festival begins this weekend in Nevada County. The multi-day festival features camping and concerts for all ages. This annual event has been going on for decades, bringing together musicians and music lovers from all walks of life to enjoy a diverse lineup of folk, bluegrass, Americana, and roots music. Set against the backdrop of a lush 100-acre conifer forest, the festival began in 1982. Willie T. Taylor is a local act who will be performing at the festival, and he joins us to talk about his music. We're also joined by Rita Hoskin, who's been a camper, a volunteer, and now is the master of ceremonies for the Strawberry Music Festival, about how it's become a beloved tradition for both locals and visitors alike. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
What a treat. What a great way to end the show. So, Willie, I want to start with you. You're one of the acts that's going to be performing. You were born in Oakdale in the San Joaquin Valley, raised in this area. How did California shape and influence your music?
I come from a long line of cattle ranchers, and the Golden Hills, it's everything I just have ever known, and the Stanislaus River, and that's just what my song, where my songs come from, I guess.
We're going to listen to one of your songs. It's actually titled California, and it has, like, you know, elements of rock, blues, folk, and country. What's the background on the song? What inspired you?
Mostly John Steinbeck, The Grapes of Wrath, and the Dust Bowl, and how that big movement, I got kind of obsessed with it, and just the strife. But everyone still kept coming. Because of California, the hope that California had. It's interesting.
Well, let's take a quick listen.
Get out to California. We can sit by the sea. All eat like kings as we shade in the trees. Redwoods air.
All right. Well, this is just a taste of what people are in store for this weekend. What a treat. What do you love about performing at the Strawberry Music Festival?
When I was 18 years old, I'm 47 now, I finally made it to the Strawberry Music Festival up in Camp Mather. And I saw a guy named Greg Brown play. And I had no idea what I was going to do in life. And I had that come to Jesus moment where I was like, I need to learn how to play music because that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And here I am.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah,
so I'm glad you had that epiphany.
And Strawberry is such a fun place late at night. Everybody's always playing. And so I cut my teeth and learned about jam circles and jam busters and like everything. You know, it's just basically a power camp to learn how to be a musician.
You know, Rita, as I mentioned, I mean, you attended the festival as a camper, a performer, a volunteer. You're now going to be the master of ceremonies. What brings you back every year?
You know, I love the story Willie tells because it really, to me, exemplifies why we keep coming back. And it's that inspiration. It's every time my family would leave, and it's a really family-friendly festival. You know, you can go with your kids. There's kid activities and teen activities and so on, and you can stay up all night jamming.
Yeah.
Every time my family left, we felt like we were inspired to make some big change in our lives, always for the better.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like it was always a taste twice a year of how the world could be.
Mm.
And it was like its own utopia.
Absolutely. I did these crew member spotlights. I interviewed some longtime crew members in the last year. And one of the things they kept coming back with was how they felt like Strawberry was more than a festival, and more than a camp out. It was a community where you could relax, you could be yourself, you could be inspired, you could not feel not threatened, you know, and just relax and be comfortable.
How did it start in 1982? Do you know?
You know, there were a little group of founders. Charlie Cran is the one who lasted a long time and still is there. Bill Perry, Dan DeWayne, John Melrose. And a number of them were friends in Modesto. They played high school sports together or knew each other at Chico State.
Yeah, and went to Chico State.
Yeah.
I think that's where it was created. Maybe they thought of throwing something together. And it was actually in the Leland Meadows, a town of Strawberries, where it first started.
Yeah, that was the first year. And then right after that, it moved to Mayer.
Yeah, I think everyone was like, oh, this is going to be cool.
What's special about Nevada County to be home to a festival like this? I love Nevada County. But for people who haven't been there, what is it about this place, this place in the foothills, that is just the great foundation to make a beloved tradition come back year after year after year?
Yeah, well, you know, we had our home base there at Mather for so long. When we left after the Rim Fire, we were really looking for some place that could support us, not only by being a beautiful place, you know, 100 acres of conifers and meadows and gorgeous area and the rivers nearby, but also being a place that embraced art and music. And that the community there is really strong, and they've got, you know, they've got KVMR radio station. We've got our own Hog Radio, pirate radio station, and they work together a lot. It was a natural fit, really.
Yeah, and at nighttime, you don't know where you're at. It feels like Mather. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That life can be anywhere, you know, and that it just feels great there.
Yeah.
So if it's someone's first time going this weekend, it can be wonderfully overwhelming, I imagine, right? Because you got a lot to take in. How do you recommend people kind of walk through the music festival over the weekend?
Get a good afternoon nap, because nighttime's fun.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, talk to your neighbors. We have something called the Strawberry Way, and it's real. It's not, you know, just something in the clouds. It's this ethos of kindness and cooperation and consideration for one another.
And sharing, mm-hmm. you know, food and drink. It's so fun to go just camp to camp. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, everybody says, we wish it could be Strawberry all the time.
Yep.
Everybody's so nice to one another.
I just love seeing both of your faces light up when you're talking about
the
music.
I'm pretty excited.
It's
been a while since I've been back, so I'm very excited, especially to play. I was born there, you know, in my music. So it's I'm honored.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, just getting a taste of what you're going to be performing. People are certainly in for a treat. Thank you both so much for joining us. I mean, I don't think I need to say this, but have a great time.
Yeah. Are you going to make it?
I would love to, but I'm actually going to be out of town. I'm visiting my parents.
Maybe
next
trip.
Year, though. It sounds great, and it's a short drive away.
Yep. Right. We still have tickets for anybody interested. We got camping tickets.
Oh, that's and we have more information on our Insight page, too. So an easy click away for people who want to go. And I can see a lot of people wanting to go this weekend. That is Willie T. Taylor, who's going to be performing at the Strawberry Music Festival, and the Master of Ceremonies, Rita Hosking. We're going to close with more music from Willie T. Taylor. This song is called You Found Me. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
and I try to read to fall asleep. I guess that's why I always drink, just so I don't have to think about my dirty dishes in the sink. And you